Just put some hair on your chest.
Yes, sir. Tequila, tequila. All right, anyway.
Taramana.
What up?
See the tequila kicking in already.
All right.
And I'm not editing this. Take two. Yeah.
What up, beer planners? We are back again with another episode of the Beer Plan Podcast. I am your girl, DJ Melodies.
It's your boy, Vinny.
Your man, Flash, chilling as always.
And it's only the three of us today.
No, man, we rolling slim today.
That's all right. Mad World content coming on. What Joe Biden do this week, Flash? What's going on with school choice? School what?
Highly educational podcast today.
Nah, we joking. We going to do some bullshit.
Later. And the liberals this week.
And another thing.
Nah, we're not going to do that to y'all today. Today we got a little topic that I've been thinking about for some time. I don't know. I don't know if it's just me or if it's in the atmosphere, but it seems like ever since like 2016... America been like real horny. Like our horny has just been on full display.
Full blast.
Full blast, whether it's from the sexual abuse, the Me Too movement, the gender identity, same sex bathroom debates, sex trafficking, porn on social media, prostitution, fluidity, and just is America obsessed with sex? And that is the topic of the day.
Yeah. Short answer to all of that is yeah. Pretty much. I mean, it definitely is. I think that, I mean, at the end of the day, like, they know. I mean, but I don't even say it's just now. I think that's always been a thing. Like, sex is always so. Like, yes. That's what they always say. Like, they say, like, prostitution is, like, the world's oldest profession.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
yep.
Like, this country has always been big on sex. It's just what it is. I think that, you know, just as much as people love sex, people hate sexual abuse. So, I mean, you know, they say in jail, that's the two worst things you can be, right? As a pedophile or a rapist. Yeah, sure. And they beat the brakes off you. So it's like, yeah, I mean, I think that that's just kind of goes hand in hand with that. I will say that I think that it's interesting the stuff they're doing with porn now, just because, I mean, I think that they're trying to cancel it in certain states or make it so that kids can't get to it, which is right. But it shows, it speaks to the strength of it, because from what I've been hearing, they've been getting crazy calls from closed doors in these states where they took it off and was like, yo, put this back or we are going to have problems. They say death threats and everything.
Put what back?
Porn. Because like in certain states now...
You got into your ID information.
Yeah. But then I think in like Virginia and some other states, like Pornhub just took it off as a protest.
Yeah, because some of them
got pissed about it.
Some of them got really... Like the rules are pretty strict. Like some of them, it's like you can do the "Are you 18?" Yeah, wink, wink, and
yeah,
that's it.
Yeah, I was about to ask, but, like, is it really just putting your age in and then going to the next page? Because
so,
that's not gonna
so
yeah,
some
stop
of
anything.
Some of them like are more strict, and I don't know if which ones passed, which ones didn't. But there were some states that was proposing that you have to enter your driver's license information in there. So it's like, so wait. I'm already in incognito mode that I know doesn't work. You know, Google still knows my porn habits. Exactly. But you also want me to enter my personally identifiable information and send it to the server of the porn site that can now really map my shit together? Because I do have this theory that Pornhub knows more about us than Google. But
100%. 100%.
Like, I think if it wasn't such a what's the word? Not passé. It wasn't such a
taboo
thing, then... like Pornhub would be the largest like marketing company in the world, not Google.
Oh, absolutely!
But
my scary ass still scared to put certain shit in the search engine.
you just hope the algorithm figure it out.
Yeah,
on
like,
page 15.
You know what I like? Just show it to me. You know what I like? Don't make me type it in, man.
But yeah, so some of them hit that level, and that is interesting. That people, I mean, that's actually kind of scary if people are sending threatening messages to Pornhub saying, "Give me my porn back or else." But that probably speaks to a deeper issue. Now I feel like I can't even do the jokes. But yeah, so I do think America needs to turn its horny way down. I do have a wrinkle that I want to ask, but I don't want to step on the topic. So I'm gonna say. So you asked it in a way. You said you were saying like since 2016, like it seems like America's become more recently horny. I was wondering, like, is it that America like is becoming recently horny, or is it that like America's horny is just kind of like somebody forgot to hit the incognito tab, so now
I think it's that. Because I swear, like, I had to Google when I was thinking about this topic. I had to Google when the Me Too movement started, and I didn't realize that it started back in 2016. I mean, 2006. It started back in 2006. I'm like, I'm just graduating around that time, so high school, and I didn't feel the horniness at that time.
But also,
but like these last years, it's like, whoa, like everything is like sex everywhere.
And it's weird because it's like sex, like some people are like, it's just two extremes.
Yeah.
It's either like free the titties and I can fuck whoever I want to in the middle of the day on the street, or it's like, what is that? Hands made tail. And cover your... I was watching...
Yo, trademark that for a breast cancer shirt. Free the titties. Because I like that.
Free the titties?
That'd be a breast cancer shirt right there. You just got it.
If you put it... If you frame it like that, that is a cool double entendre.
Yeah, free you the, just got one.
Free the titties. But, no...
Replace the glass with a titty.
So, so since we don't...
Get it by October. That's what you're going to do by October.
Since we don't have... Since we don't have cameras here... Melody has her work shirt on. She's pointing to her titty area and saying what to replace.
I am pointing. I didn't realize the beer is on my titty.
That's how you know a chick is like comfortable. Like if you thought you was going to fuck her, like you know there's no chance. She's just like oh so yeah right here you know near the areola part. But that's dope though. That's dope. But anyway, yeah, I think America has been horny for a very long time. I mean, look, the second president had a side chick baby with his slave, with his enslaved person. Let me make sure
I use the right. I guess the technology has just put the horniness on
in the forefront. Display. Yeah,
and just
yeah.
imagine what we would have saw if like we had social media back when Rick James and Prince and all that wild. You know what I'm saying? Like, it'd be the same thing now. Like, they'd be out there wilding. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like it's always been
the thing. You ain't got to go back to them. What of y'all college days if it was on social media? Would y'all be like, would y'all have not passed y'all background check for y'all check?
how many cringy sexual experiences that you
sir,
had?
Sir, is this you guessing with some chick with a lamp post? Like, oh.
How many crazy, cringy sexual situations you had been in? You like, damn, that was recorded. That
would have been crazy.
It's like, yo.
Oh,
and,
my God.
Like, even when I think about it now, right? Like, back in, like, the late 90s, early 2000s, it was a common practice to just grab a girl by the hips and see if she want to dance with you.
She can do like the two-check.
Exactly. Yeah, she look behind you, say, no, get off me, or she keep dancing with you. Man, try doing that joint now. Boy.
Nope. I will say this. I do think the thin line between okay and sexual harassment still exists along the lines of attractiveness.
I think so, too.
There's definitely pretty privilege and that extends to men and women.
I have accepted that, yes.
And, like, we learned that in school because I remember being in school and, like, you have a girl and a guy walk by, pull her hair. Rock up. She'd be like, stop. Mm-hmm. Laughing and playing with the guy.
Ooh.
Let the ugly dude do it. Get off me! Miss Kelly, he touching me!
Now he's be like,
exactly. Yeah.
You are a
right that apology letter.
Exactly.
So exactly. All right, here's a fun one to further prove that America's always been nasty on Demon Time. Mm-hmm. With some cringeworthy stuff that y'all can remember from. Well, this isn't y'all. this is just something.
Your friend
or someone you heard of. Like, there's one that I heard about. Like.
Yeah.
When I was
somebody a, named not me did
that. Their name was Denny. Something about pancakes. But when they were in eighth grade, this girl who was cool, it was friends or whatever. But this girl, whatever they were talking about, she was like, "Oh, you have titties," and grabbed his chest, and then so his immediate response was, "So do you."
And grabbed her.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And it was funny because like the person standing there laughed, but she was shocked. And he wasn't sure if she was shocked because maybe he just did something wrong, or if she was shocked because like she didn't expect that they would do that. Mm-hmm. Can't even say he because you know you don't know what they identify as.
Yeah.
They
don't know at all.
So all right. Now that I put my friend out there.
I would say some of the wildest stuff I've seen was like back in the day when you would go to like the little parties, whatever, you'd be dancing, and like be a group of guys and like you dance with shorty and you just pass shorty around. So like, pass it to your man. Allegedly. Your man picked shorty up. Allegedly. You know what I'm saying? And he danced with it, pass it around. Like, yo, all right. They'll have a whole little ball out there.
Yeah, rabbit consent going on. She said yes every time she got passed. That's what I recall anyway.
Exactly. All right. You know what I'm saying? So like that type of stuff, like, and but it is weird now because it's interesting, and I will say this from a guy's perspective, right? And I get the debate because older guys will look at it like, because I was one of them. You know what I mean? Like, young dudes, like I mentored, I'd be chilling with, and I'd be saying them, and like, they'd be seeing a girl, and the girl would dance, I'm like, yo, go dance with her. They'd be like, nah. Like, nah, I'm sitting, I'm like, so you just watching this whole time? But now, as things unfolded, now I see why they do that. You know what I'm saying?
Did you think it was just the like fear of rejection at first?
I think that the difference is now, and because I mean, back in the day, all you had to worry about, which was a big thing then, is that you getting embarrassed in front of your friends. Yeah. Like, you go talk to a girl, no, you ugly, ew. Yeah,
you know
what I mean?
and it did build character a little bit.
It did. True. You know what I'm saying? But now.
And that was like, ew, and I could press charges.
That and it's documented. So, like, yeah. Now she can be on Instagram and put you on live. Look at this lame try to talk to me. Ooh. Ew. Yeah. He trash. Ooh. Tag. And now you're sitting back. You now it never goes away. Now it would have lasted maybe 20, maybe an hour at the max. As far as feeling embarrassed, now it goes on.
So because like the L is not just contained, now yeah, they're not even attempting to try to.
Right, it's not just your man's bringing it up a year and a half later as a joke. It's like the whole, and really when you think about it, it's the perception of it because people really don't remember that. Mm-hmm. Sometimes. Because if you become a meme, because baby girl holding her knees, man, like she's just forever goaded as a meme. What? In the driveway when she's like.
You just reminded me of something too. Like a prime example of like stuff being blown up way out of proportion was with LeBron James' son. Like he popped up in a girl DMs, like, yo, what's up? First thing she did was posted it all on social media saying this boy in my DMs think I'm pretty. It's like, yo, I'm just saying what's up. No. So now you make it seem like I'm thirsty behind you, like now, and it's not going anywhere. Because I'm LeBron James' son, so now it's getting amplified to a level it should have never been amplified to.
And that's a pick me.
Exactly. And it don't go nowhere. So now you're vibe for attention. You know what I'm saying? Like, now it messed up my, like, not perception and my reputation going forward. It's not like it goes away. You know what I mean? Like, yo, that keeps popping up in cycles. And so much so that it pops up more memories now. So it could be 10 years later, like, oh, see, there's memory. Oh, remember when LeBron James tried to holler at me 10 years ago?
Oh, man.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, it's, to me, it's like the consequences to that today are, like, so much more severe. But at the same time, from a guy's perspective, it's the temptation is more because it's like now, like, girls are like twerk and dance and be weighing more. To me, this stuff is more revealing now than what it was back then.
Way more. It's not even. First of all,
whole ass cheeks.
Like, yo, you see the stuff now, like the little shorts, like, now they legit look like just underwear. Like, they legit look like boy shorts.
I can't stand them.
Yeah, we've been so desensitized.
Like, I can't stand them. I don't want my butt cheeks out.
First of all, I always wonder, like,
on the beach?
Like, yes. is that not uncomfortable when it go up in the lips like that?
It's very uncomfortable. So, and a lot of these chicks don't even wear underwear no more. So you got the jeans cutting, you got the fashion over spandex.
Nothing to absorb on the 86 degree day with high humidity.
And them thighs be thighs sweating.
So you know what I'm saying? In guy's mind, the temptation is turned up, but the liability is also turned up.
Yes.
So I think a lot of times is where you get the frustration with a lot of guys because it's like, yo, you doing, like, cause again, like, my issue has always been with females. You want the attention. Because if you didn't want the attention, you wouldn't be in the middle of the club where you know everybody is doing the same thing. You can do that at home. If you really want to twerk, or you can like be a little kickback, whatever, with your homegirls, y'all can twerk and dance. You want all eyes to be on you. You know what I mean? And I feel like if a guy says something to you, then it's the whole thing. It's like, yo, why not go somewhere where it's there? Because like I've seen it where like a girl will be twerking, and then guys will go over to this side. And then they get their drinks and go over to this side where the guys are and be twerking right in front of them because they still want that attention. Versus sitting back.
I know that happens, but there are people who just want to dance, and I'm one of them. Like, I'm not going to say I never ever wanted attention in the club, mm-hmm. but a lot of, when I went to the club, it was to dance. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And eventually, like, when I was younger, I would dance on dudes because that was the thing. But as I got older, and then when you were in relationships, you can't do it because, mm-hmm. you know, you got a man. So mm-hmm. it's like you get to want to dance with your homegirls, and that's what you want to do. You're mm-hmm. not really trying to do it for the attention. But there are plenty of girls out there mm-hmm. who do that for the attention. They be loud as fuck. Right. They want you to look at them. And then you go over there and you try to give them a play, and it's like,
Yeah, and like, and to that point, every girl ain't the same. I agree with you. There are definitely girls where, and the guy, a lot of times you can tell, right? Yeah. Like, you can see the girl over there that's chilling with her homegirls, and they just having a good time. They having the girls' night. Shoot, a lot of girls in there, like, go for the bachelorette parties. They go to the club and they go dancing at the club. But as a guy, it's clear, yo, that's what they on. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But you have another dynamic of a female that they want that attention. Yeah. Like, shoot, like, that's why dudes be getting bottles at the table. Because they know it's some thirsty little chick that want that attention that's going to be coming up there because in the dance. They got the
whole dynamic of the club. I don't even know if clubs are a thing anymore. But the whole dynamic of the club is playing on that, right? Mm-hmm. Women getting free. If it's a popping club, women getting free before a certain time. When, like you said, you got the VIP section. And the VIP section is just like manufactured scarcity, right? Because this restaurant then converted into a club. They just put all the chairs in the back, except for the couches. So now you're paying for a place to sit, and you're just trying to assert and show like that, like this perception that you're balling because you pay however much for this section. Mm-hmm. And then you get the bottles, and then they make a big deal out of it by bringing the sparklers out with the girls, bringing it out, and all of those things. And all of it is just playing on the horny. Playing on the fact that you don't have post-nut clarity yet. Because why the fuck else would you spend $500 on a $47 bottle of Grey Goose?
I can't fathom that. I cannot fathom spending that much money on alcohol, bro. I just can't.
Other than you got that poison that you need to get out of you. I bet you if more dudes beat off before they went out, they would spend less money.
Probably.
That's my theory. I just tested it out.
I don't know if this even relates, but I just helped a friend out with a party, and it was DC Gay Pride. And it's nothing but dudes, dicks and sausages everywhere. These men were just dressed all kinds of ways. Mm-hmm. And the original ticket for the club was like $40. Mm-hmm. By the time they came to the actual club, it went from $80 to $100. And people were paying mm-hmm. to get in there.
That's strip club / homecoming prices.
Well, they were still paying to get in there. And it was that they had sections. All the sections and stuff was sold out. But people were paying general, regular admission, $80 to $100 to get in there. And it was so fucking hot. The AC didn't work, but it's just nothing but gay men all in this basement. Sweating bullets. And when I tell you, I'm sitting there looking at them like, the amount of nasty sex they about to go home and have.
Home.
If they even make it home. Whatever, the hotel, the alley, I don't fucking know, the car. The amount of nasty gay sex they about to have. Just the way they was acting. I was like, yo, I'm like, straight men.
What they about to do? They sound like Biggie.
I don't know.
Yo, I'm but still stuck like, with a nasty gay sex. It's like some Al Gore
slash.
Because I'm just
thinking like straight men are nasty. Like, y'all horny. Now, y'all ain't nasty. I'm going to say y'all horny. Like, y'all are super horny. So I can just imagine the amount of horniness in a gay relationship. Mm-hmm. Especially after you just came from the club. Y'all both sweaty and shit. Like, y'all going to go wherever. Because I know these dudes are sharing rooms. Like, a lot of people like traveled to get to this party. It was like a popping party. Like, they do this all over the world. I just experienced this because my homegirl needed help. But mm-hmm. like, I'm just thinking, like, this is just it's the horniness level of two men. You have one man, my man, that's horny all the time. Now you got two men that's horny.
Well, you are him, so
I am him.
You could speak to that.
I could,
So America is clearly very horny, been horny for a long time, back to the inception when, you know, Thomas Jefferson was birthing, kids with his slaves that he liked so much. But,
taking teeth.
I thought that was George Washington.
Was it?
That was
I'm getting confused.
Whatever it is. Which president was the one taking teeth and which one was fucking the slaves? Go ahead and slide into our DMs on Instagram and give us the history lesson.
History lesson, please.
But anyway, so we know that America's horny. America's been horny for a long time. So we know the answer is a resounding yes, that America needs to turn its horny down. But how does America turn its
horny down? I'm not going to say I want America to turn their horny down.
Okay. Like, okay. All right.
Yeah, I don't know. Because, like, it's a catch 22, right? Because it's almost like if you like junk food, do I need to stop eating junk food? Yes. But junk food is good. Mm-hmm. So, like, as a guy, yes. Do we need to turn the horny down? Yes. But then you are telling me that we are no longer seeing women walking down the street in sundresses. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay. You are now getting rid of, like, puppet twerking. You are now you now getting rid of Megan Thee Stallions and the Cardi B's doing it the way they are now. Like, again, the responsible thing to do? Yes. Do I really want to do that?
I see
what you're doing. He's saying he likes being horny. All right, Flash 2028. You heard it here first. He's launching his presidential campaign.
Make America horny again.
Make America horny again. That sounds like a title to me. But I see what you're saying. So maybe it's not that America needs to just turn the whole horny down. You know how on like the Android phone, mm-hmm. press the volume button, the thing go up and down, which press the little three dots, and there's like different volume sliders. So maybe there's just a few sliders that America needs to turn down. So what horny sliders does America need to turn down? I mean, okay, and we can get the obvious ones out there.
I'll tell you one right off top. I already know one. We gotta turn sexy red down. We gotta turn sexy red down.
Have y'all ever seen a tweet from Sexy Red?
Not a tweet.
And like gone into the comments?
Nah.
She could.
I don't think I've gone into. Every time I see a tweet from her, it's like a repost on like a blog site. It's not like her.
Yeah.
Post.
She can literally do a post that's a tweet that says, "Good morning, how y'all doing?" And like the comments is just porn links and porn links.
Damn.
It's I insane. Believe it.
It's insane.
I believe it.
Damn.
I believe it.
Which speaking to America being horny, Elon said, hey, porn is allowed with certain guidelines on Twitter. But literally everyone that uses Twitter goes, no shit, it's been like that since 2016.
But there's no age limit to Twitter, is it?
No, but I think they claim that they have restrictions on like the kids not seeing
things.
See,
and that's why
things.
I think that we need to turn it down at. Because we got to make sure kids ain't getting access to this. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I get that most people saw a porn at some point growing up, but yo, the amount of access that you have right now as a kid is crazy.
Ridiculous.
It's scary.
And
it's pretty scary.
And it's not even like control. Like it's an app that I use just to watch movies, mm-hmm. and like it's as you're scrolling trying to find a movie, there's like an ass picture randomly on that. I'm like, yo, my kid is in here, bro.
Fam. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Here's a slider we need to turn down. If you are presenting like things or entertainment like music or what have you in a space that it could typically be consumed in a work setting, turn your horny down.
Yeah,
I'm talking to you. I'm talking to you, party next door. Because while we appreciate that work of art that is your cover art, you should be nominated for a Grammy because of that alone.
Nice arch.
As I'm playing a playlist on Spotify, my AI-generated playlist on Spotify.
In the car with your child.
And the Party Next Door song comes
icon
on.
Icon right on your screen.
Someone texts me, and what do I see? Ass. So yeah, there are certain. So if stuff is going to be for public consumption where someone might use it at work, let's turn that slider down a little bit.
Man, look. When it comes to that stuff, yeah, I'm with you. You know what I'm saying? Like, but again, like to your point, like that joint is everywhere.
It's crazy.
Wish would come
man.
Out of this is like the explosion of the just the rawness, the ink pause, the rawness and in your faceness of it all. I feel like, okay, we've seen it. Okay, so now we can like dial it down some more. I want it to be like you, like, a man can, since he's been exposed to all of these things and just ass out in public now, that it doesn't make them as horny as it once did.
Yeah. So that's never gonna happen.
That's never gonna happen.
You know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean. If you're used to being around a bunch of bad chicks, you're not pressed about seeing a bad chick.
So that would mean the sexual abuse will go down because it's not like you're not so lustful over it no more.
Here's my personal opinion, right? I think you can surround a guy around 1,000 bad chicks, right? There's never going to be a time where if he walks out from that area and sees another bad chick, he's going to be like, oh, I'm around there all the time. No, you're still going to like that chick's bad. Now, in terms of abuse, I feel like for guys a lot of times, that's either in you or not. Because most guys like, how can I say this? A good amount of guys like women the same way. We love women. Yeah, I mean, like, we love them. Yeah, I mean, like, but when it comes to abuse, most people have a cutoff because it's like, again, it's like even with sex, like most guys, if you having sex with a female, you see she's not enjoying it, it's like, all right, we don't need to do this. You know what I'm saying? Or like, even if you try to holler at a chick and it's just like, you feel like she has an attitude or she feels like she's in some type of, if she's not into it for whatever reason, most guys are like, all right, we good. You know what I'm saying? It's a different type of guy that can look at a chick crying, bleeding, hurt, and still want to do it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think that's kind of in guys or not. You know what I'm saying? But in terms about overall horniness, well, that never gets turned out.
But the weirdo shit, right? Like, so, yeah, like, sexual abuse and, like, that stuff is obvious. Like, those shouldn't even be sloppers. And correct me if I'm wrong, Melodies. I think what she's referring to is like dudes not knowing how to like act around like a chick, like in the sense of like you get weird, right? We've all seen a dude or a friend where like they just start acting weird around women because you start wondering, are you just not used to being around women? Like, what is the
I'll use Morgan as an example. I remember being on Morgan campus, and there was a lot of guys, not a lot, but there was some guys I knew that just didn't know how to act around women, but allegedly doing weird stuff. But from that perspective, I think it was because of, I think, again, it's one of those things where it's tough because when you don't know how to approach chicks, but you want to so bad, it's like all this gets filled up. And you're like, I don't know what to do. You end up doing some really, really weird stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like, but I don't think that intent, like, I don't think that immersing them in ass is going to make it any better. Because if you're not used to approaching them, you're not. You know what I'm saying?
A part of your curriculum, sir, is we're going to send you to the strip club with no money. And you must stay there for 2 hours.
Oh, my God.
And just look at the ass walk by.
Sure.
Immerse you.
Guaranteed they fight.
Ass immersion. 101 ass immersion.
Hey, that's a class
how
right there.
How much that course costs? What textbook I need for that?
ASSI 101 ass immersion.
You're stupid.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, man. Like, I don't know. I feel like, I mean, with that type of stuff, I feel like if you're not used to approaching women, I think that's the thing. I think that's that gateway, right? And I think that it's tough because, and I think women don't have a respect for how that goes for guys until they get older. Because at some point in a woman's life, they get turned down for sex. And when a woman gets turned down for sex, they go ballistic.
Yeah.
Ballistic.
You're gay.
So, exactly. You gay, just say that.
Is it me?
Yeah, like all time. So my thing is, yo, you feel this way over this one incident. How do you think we feel? And had to go do it over and over and over again.
Just keep shooting.
Right. You know what I'm saying? But women act like, oh, well, it is what it is. But I'm like, now you get a taste of how it feels to be a guy for a minute and get turned down. Because most of the guys go back even, nah, chill. We don't get to the, ew, you ugly. Ew, you got this mole right here. Oh, you too fat. Oh, you bald headed. We don't hit them low blows. You know what I'm saying? Like, we normally is like, yo, nah, we good. We chilling. And y'all tend to still go ballistic. So my thing is, it's like, it's just always interesting when you see a woman that gets rejected and the amount of... Y'all turn into guys real quick. In our worst versions.
Baltimore dudes, too.
Fuck you, bitch.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Gay.
Exactly.
Right. For real. That's exactly what
happened. Like, yo, what? But then we still got to be gentlemen. You know what I'm saying? But, oh, that's okay. Maybe next time. You know what I'm saying? Like,
all right. So there is part of this, like, part of the sliders that we haven't talked about. So how does America become less horny as it relates to... I personally, this is just me, will categorize as the dumb shit. So who uses what bathroom, the sexual orientation stuff. Like, even that, and it goes both ways, right? Because on one side,
both ways. I see what you did there.
Because on one side of it is things like don't say gay, that don't say gay bill, and all of that stuff. Right. But then on the other side of it is like, do elementary school kids really need like books about sexual identity in elementary school? I don't know. I can only draw on my 3 elementary school experiences, mine and, you know, and my 2 kids.
Yeah.
So they seem pretty fine not having access to those books. And I seem, it's debatable if I turned out okay, but I seem pretty fine coming, you know. So how, I just think, like, if we could turn those sliders down, like, maybe let's start it at like 13. Maybe that's the way we turn that slider down.
Definitely protect the kids and by any. I don't even think elementary, like especially in elementary school, I don't even think they even thinking about that, and they only want to think about it unless something happened. Unless they're exposed to it in some type of way. Like, I feel like majority of the kids are not really thinking about that unless they have been either touched or they done found a porn stash, like, or their family members are more open in front of them and they seeing some shit, like, or their uncle's like, yeah, you gotta go ahead and like all this pussy right here, that's how you know you're a man. Unless that's happening, like, they're not really on it.
I don't know, man. That flash DNA is different. I remember having a crush on a girl and had my first kiss in like preschool.
Damn.
I mean, like, I was always on like girls are amazing. I was never on some like, I was never on that little rascals, ew girls. Like, nah, bro. So like, girls are always amazing.
I did too, but I think in retrospect, it was like the whole like, you know, playing house thing and the girl, you know, like one time we was taking naps, we were sleeping on the cot, like she came over to my cot and like got on top of me or whatever, and she told me to do it. And like we're like 4, and but in retrospect, I think is that she, I think it was that she walked in on
her parents.
Like, she might have seen her parents, and she was just trying to emulate. Like, I don't think it was sexual per se. I think it was she was trying to emulate what she thought.
Like, as a parent, that's why I was always your biggest
husband and a wife does, or mom and a dad does type of thing. But yeah, so I think you could turn it down and have like targeted stuff for the kids. You know, for the flashes of the world.
I feel like once you hit middle school, especially with boys, I feel like that's when boys really start to get into it for the kind of like the pleasure of themselves. And I don't even know if y'all can even nut at that time. Yes, y'all can.
Listen, before you can, you still want it. It's not even like a,
And I feel like girls in middle school, if we are doing it, it's more of because we just want the boy to like us. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's more to high school and almost out of high school when we're like kind of fucking for us per se. I don't know.
That's why I always find it interesting when a girl be like, yeah, no, I'm just like a dude. No, you're not. Like, granted, you have a very finite group of females that are, but most females ain't like that. Most females, when it comes to sex, it's usually emotional. Or usually, I mean, if it's not fully emotional, there's some amount of emotion into it. Guys, we not really, like, we are completely capable of having sex with no emotion attached. You know what I mean? It's like, and I think that when women try to make that, like, they are like guys, but you're not, though. We are biologically different on that level.
I think in my experience, when I run into a chick that, like, say they're moving like a dude, and they actually are, it's this hurt.
Exactly. This hurt. Exactly.
As far as the sliders, like, as far as just in school, like, I don't think they should be even learning about that shit in elementary school. Middle school, I feel like it should definitely be more
awareness.
Like, health awareness.
Yeah.
By high school, I feel like we should be telling these kids, look, you have a baby, your life will be ruined if you have a baby at a teenager.
Well, I don't think the scare
I feel like
works.
It should go more into all of that and just not, this is gonorrhea. This is syphilis, like, you know.
The Dave Chappelle
skit. But wait, why did it sound like you adapted the Eminem song? My bum is on your lip. This is gonorrhea. This is gonorrhea.
My bum is on your lip. Like, I feel like it should go, like, teach the health about, you know, health awareness, but also the economic and life choices and all that in high school, because I was just thinking, like, you rarely saw a pregnant girl in school. Where did they go? Clearly, people was having kids.
Nah, by the time they started
they got out there. But no one was really telling you what was happening. You would just see them, and they would be gone.
Yeah, at Chicopin, there was two pregnant girls, ironically, by the 16 and 17-year-old dudes. But anyway.
Of course.
I remember two girls pregnant in eighth grade. I feel like one of them might have been there to term. She at least it looked like her stomach was big. But then, of course, you never see her again after you have a baby. In high school, I only remember seeing one girl that was pregnant. So right. I don't know if it's that, you know, they got wind that a girl was pregnant early on and just renditioned her like the CIA or what.
But, apparently, alternative schools are filled with pregnant teenagers.
Yeah,
recently. Like, I didn't know, like, they would just be gone. You know what explain, but I'm like, that should be a part of it.
And,
like,
and the guy version was Hickey, right? The boys that just, like, they couldn't stop fighting.
Yeah.
And beating up teachers, yeah.
So that's a slider, like, as far as the education. When should we teach it?
I think that...
How we should teach it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm trying not to be, like, an old, out-of-touch adult. Because there's also, like, you got to adapt that for 2024 because, like we said earlier, like Flash said earlier, kids have more access than we ever had.
Yes.
And so, if you can literally, like, go on to Twitter and type titty and just see all the things that you want, I mean, what can you do with that?
You know what I think is going to happen? I think it's going to be, like, in that video game I was playing before, Cyberpunk, where, like...
Oh, yeah, I haven't played that yet.
Yeah, Punk. Good. Cyberpunk.
Punk. Okay.
Yeah.
You say cyber cuck?
We all heard something. I thought you said punk.
Yeah, cyberpunk.
Which in NASA's video game called Cyberpunk.
Sorry, puck.
Cyberpunk? Like cyber cuck. That's crazy.
It would be. That sounds wild. But NASA's game called Cyberpunk, P-U-N-K. And basically, in that game, part of the thing that happens is, like, instead of, like, people sleeping with each other, they end up sleeping with, like, robots, like AI robots, the opposite sex.
Like Demolition Man.
Yeah, because, like, the reason I'm saying that is because, like, I think that, if I'm being honest, the guys growing up today seem to be, as a whole, like, majority, seem to be more responsible than what we were growing up.
Yeah,
like,
I like
they seem to be way more, like attentive to, like, what the girl feels and how they feel. But that being said, they also are way less likely to talk to females. Like, it's just so much of a difference. Like, especially the young dudes I talk to, man, it's like, they don't really associate. Unless, like, if they meet on like, Instagram or something first, then they will. But, like, you could put guys right here, girls right here, and, like, they'll just be stunned. And it's like, nobody says anything to anybody. Yeah. Because nobody wants to take that out. Which, I understand. You know what I'm saying? But, that being said, I just think that they are way more, like, responsible now than what we
but
were.
But there's also the fact that they just weren't socialized like that. In our situation, we were outside. Like, there
and
was no alternative.
Was
right. If you was the kid that stayed inside, you was the kid that also didn't interact with people. Yeah. Now, there's some level
now,
of
All of the kids are the kids that stay inside.
Right. And so now they go outside, and it's just like,
what do we do? How do we act?
I saw a post.
We all sell options.
Right. I'm feeling your 3-6 Mafia cadence. But
you
was
on it today.
But I saw this post on YouTube. I mean, not YouTube, Instagram, but I think it was a TikTok or whatever, where the dude was like, he was talking about, like, some young boy was talking about, like, I don't even be outside like that much. And the guy was like, so, like, first of all, y'all invented a term for be outside because that, like, y'all are obsessed with seeing people, like, people knowing or seeing that y'all are outside. Mm-hmm. That was just where we was.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like, and they don't have that option. There is no more. Part of it is our fault because we are the parents of the next generation.
Yes.
And a lot of parents are mad overprotective. Like, the schools had to invent something called kiss and go because the parents are so, basically, kiss your kid and send them the fuck into school.
Yeah.
You're not sitting in their class. You're not calling the teacher and emailing her every 15 seconds about your kid. Like, your child will be fine.
Yeah.
Type of stuff. And there's actually this book by this guy named Jonathan Haidt that I want to read called The Coddling of the American Mind or something like that. It speaks to some of this. But yeah, I think that there is Oh, wait, is this shot o'clock?
I'm about to grab one too. She got to look at
that. Go ahead and put them two over there.
I got you. Say less.
But I do think the kids, I do think like we have to figure out how to adapt to 2024. I just don't know how. You are a heavy pour.
That's how I like it.
My bad.
All right, well, anyway, before we take this shot, what's the takeaway from this whole episode?
No, you're not supposed to make a whole episode. Can I just say one point with that, too, though?
I was? I did.
I felt like you were about to...
I got sidetracked by the terrible.
Can I say this one thing real quick, though? And I'm sure we all understand as parents. I think the reason we are more overprotective now is because we see so much more than what the other parents ain't see.
Yes.
Like, yo... Like, we can now see how many sex offenders live in our area.
Thank you. You know what I'm saying? Thank you.
We can, like, and when you turn on the news, Word it's always Kendrick. Like some teacher snatches some kid up, minor. Some coach snatches some kid up.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, it's so much more that we see. So it's like, now it's like, back in the day, it'd be like, yeah, I know my neighbor's cool. Now it's like, no, your neighbor might be using some stuff that you don't know.
And the people back in the day knew that the neighbor was nasty and didn't say nothing. Like, it was like that's a silence the back neighbor, then. We are the generation of not silent. We're not fucking up our kids. Yeah. We're not about to have our child around an uncle we know is a pedophile because that motherfucker touched us.
Yeah.
Like, we're not about to do that.
No, absolutely.
That's
absolutely.
What, yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's a big difference. So I think that's why we're more protective now, because it's like, yo. And again, like, yo, and it sucks because there are some amazing teachers, some amazing coaches, some amazing neighbors.
Yep.
But it's like, they get nervous, as most adults do when it's not your kid.
Yep.
Like, I remember being terrified taking my kid to go to Urban Air, and this other kid fell in the ball pit and was like, help, help, help. And I'm like, where's this kid parent? Because I don't want to be seen just picking up this random kid, putting him on.
Yeah,
and
some shit happened.
Right. That's because when we was in the 90s, we was in the ball pit saying help, and they was like, oh, he'll figure it out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
We traumatized by that. We like, oh, God.
That was a helicopter parent from PTSD of how it was back in our day.
Yeah, I tried my best to not be the helicopter parent. Like, I would try to remind myself, like, no, they're fine. They'd be all right. The hardest part for me was just the pool.
Yeah,
I was always way too, like, I would take a book and try and read. I'm like, read a sentence, look, all right, then go to the deep end.
A hawk in the water. Like,
yeah, like,
don't you go out there? Don't you go too far?
But yeah, so part of that, there is some like sort of parenting aspect to it. That's probably a whole nother episode about how to turn America's horny down. Right. All right, so what's the takeaway from this topic?
America, well, according to Flash, you're like, nah, keep the horny right where it's at.
America, you horny bitch, but keep the horny parts that Flash likes. And
the positive horny parts. But all this, the sexual abuse, the gender wars, all of that negative shit, we gotta turn it down. And I feel like in some years, we're gonna see how the horniness of today affected the generation years from now. I'm hoping they okay, especially what you just said, where they're not even on it like that. I'm hoping that means that sexual assaults and abuse and just ridiculous shit will go away.
Yeah. At the end of the day, it needs to be consensual, no matter what you do.
Yeah,
consent.
Because it's, you know, if all of us are horny and we're like, yes, we would love to do this horny shit, it'll be okay. But you got a lot of people out there that's doing horny shit against motherfuckers' will, and we're not about that life anymore. Put that down. You know, America still makes big business on sex. Like, you know,
it's everywhere.
You got kings that come from other countries over here and get involved in sex scandals because they're so horny. So America got big business in the sex game, but we just got to make sure that it's like consensual and not harming people.
I will say this: I think we're in the era. So a lot of times with things like, socially, there's a pendulum, right?
Yeah.
And so just like
extremes.
Yeah. So I think that we're in the middle of coming from one extreme and swinging to the other, and at some point the pendulum kind of settles in the middle.
Just don't go to hands may tell.
And so I think we went from that and we swung all the way over to slut walk, and right now we're easing
out, sexy grids.
Like, right, mm-hmm. and right now we're easing back, and like sexy pause. Consensually, we're easing back.
Y'all crazy. So childish in this shit.
All right, we're gonna take a shot. We'll be right back after these messages. And we're back. So, real quick, we haven't done Put Me On in a minute.
Facts.
So, we can. I think we all was just talking off mic about some dope shit that we've been into. Mm-hmm. Pause as necessary. So I can start. I just got two quick ones. One's music and one's a documentary. Okay. Vince Staples' new album. I mean, Vince is dope, but like I rock with Vince's new album. I think everybody should listen to it. Quick listen, because everybody ain't got no attention span, so everybody's releasing shorter records these days.
Usually like 2 minutes.
Yeah, nah, yeah. Like it was so dope, it made me go back and listen, like re-listen to
his film.
He is, which also right, which just got renewed for, on Netflix, okay. Yeah, for a second season. But yeah, that joint's called Dark Times. I fuck with Vince a lot, so that shit is dope. It is 13 songs, 35 minutes. Okay. So like the car ride home.
Yeah.
You're good. Sure. But you're gonna want to re-listen to it. So the documentary I looked at that MoviePass movie crash on Max.
Okay, so this is the second time I'm hearing the name, but I don't know. Like, it's about the fees or something?
Do y'all remember MoviePass? The joint where you could sign up and you could watch, like, as many movies as you wanted in the theater for, like, $10 a month or something like that?
Oh, yeah, I do remember that.
All right, so MoviePass movie crash on Max. Mm-hmm. If you want to be upset at white people for, like, an hour and 20... It's an hour and 30 minutes. If you want to be upset with white people for an hour and 27 minutes, then it's a good watch. Because, first of all, I was 3 days ago years old when I discovered that MoviePass was actually founded... had two black founders.
Okay.
I didn't know that either.
So...
okay.
Take that information. Do with that information what you will.
Mad at the white people over some black shit.
Yo, you ever had like
they stole it? They colonized it.
Look, I don't want to say nothing. I don't want to say nothing. But I don't want to get my shirt on. But it's a good documentary.
Can I ask a good question? Yo, have y'all ever watched like a movie like Roots or like Selma? And then you had to go see your white friends like the next day.
And you're like, yo, chill, bro.
That's the thing. Like, I really do want some white friends. I don't have no white friends. And I really never had any white friends.
You know, I got a couple of white friends.
I've had white people try to reach out to me and like befriend me, but it's just like, I don't know.
So I got white friends that I can say the family, but it's like, it's interesting because. Same way, different dynamics of black people. There's different dynamics of white people. Mm-hmm. But I have some like really cool that are like.
How you know they cool? Like how can
because
I got a neighbor that been wanting me to come over his house in the backyard with him and his wife and his little baby. But I just be like,
he probably makes a mean brisket. I tell you,
he probably do. But I just have not allowed myself to do it.
So my rule of thumb for dealing with like, why do this is gonna sound so bad.
Yeah, but we're about to call this a segregation pod.
Yo, my rule of thumb are dealing with people of the opposite race, right? Mm-hmm. If you, I judge you off of how genuine you are. Mm-hmm. Like, if you're willing to address the elephant in the room, I respect you more. You know what I'm saying?
Just
like,
off top, I'm white, you black.
Not even that, but like, so, like, I have a guy that I consider a friend, and me and him will argue, but like, he's a Trump guy, right? Mm-hmm. And like, me and him may be like, hey, look, yeah. I know Trump may be racist, but he does this, 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 and this, and this, and this. And he's like, and look, I got no issue with black people. I love black people, but look, this is what I want for me and my family, and this is why we're going. I can respect the fact
that because I'm white, I don't have to even consider.
But here's the thing. He was like, we were talking one day, and I'm like, and this is what I mean when I'm talking about white privilege, because this, 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 and this.
We don't have to consider.
And he was like, you know what? Yeah, you're right. He was like, so now what do we do? You know what I'm saying? I'm like,
that should be making you have to respect you all for that.
I feel you, but at least the fact you want to have an honest conversation. Yeah. And granted, I'm paraphrasing a little bit, mm-hmm. because when I say that you can talk to him, you can tell he wants to come from a place of racism,
yeah.
or a place of being malicious.
This is my life.
Right. It's like, this is just my perspective.
Yes.
So if you come from off of that, I got to respect you. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I can't lie. Most of my white friends as Trump supporters,
they
kind of cool. I'm just saying. Like, yo, some of the Trump supporter motherfuckers is kind of cool.
Yeah,
and I can't even say, because it's not like what I don't want is like so I you can't
like presume. Having a finesse in primary. That's what it feels like to me. It's like, you getting scammed, bro. Stop it. They really doing this. They telling you this, but they really doing that. They're like, nah. It's like,
so
bro,
look, I don't want anybody to presume that, like, be calling them Trump supporters presumes that I am a Biden supporter. But like, some of them motherfuckers is cool, man. And when you listen, I think that's just the beauty of listening to other people talk. Sometimes y'all find that
nice,
mad common ground.
Nice white family to adopt me as their friend. I really been wanting to be friends with some white people. And just, I just need, I'm big on trust. And you, even Vinny know, like, I am myself all the way when I'm comfortable with you, white or black. Mm. And I just want to be around people where I can be myself and be safe.
Yo, my
own. And I've had a lot of white people working in the corporate world. I've had a lot of people lie straight to my face, and you can't even tell they lying. Yeah. And that's what I don't like. So I just need a genuine white family.
Sponsor me.
Bring me in. Teach me the things. Teach me your casseroles. All those things.
Hey, yo, this whole white segment might be cringe to some people, but fuck it, I don't care. Right. Shout out to my homegirl Morgan. My homegirl Morgan makes some of the best. Like it might.
Casseroles.
No. Oh. She makes these. I don't think she would put raisins in potato salad, but she makes these. What do they call ice cream sandwiches? Mm-hmm. And she bakes the cookies that become the sandwich fresh. Mm-hmm. And it was like when she got married, I was like, "Yo, you can't make these for me no more. That would be cheating because that shit is good as fuck." And to this day, every so often, she'll send me like a meme about like Taylor Swift versus Kanye, and I'll send something.
White humor.
Yeah.
No, facts. Like, I mean, it's definitely good to have some friends of like different races, especially like when. And again, like to your point, you don't want to get just any friends. Like, but the ones that are like the white people, like they're good people. Yeah, you know what I mean, like again, we can disagree on stuff, but like, yeah, you know what I mean,
I need the white people that was helping people free the slaves back in the day. Yeah, like, some abolitionists. I need some abolitionist white people.
I ain't mad at that.
You know what? I'm gonna say this too. Some of the nicest people that I've met is in the Deep South.
They
food good too. Like they be mad hospitable.
And it was one. It was four of them in particular I ran into, and I was fully prepared for a standoff. They turned out to be super cool.
Right, that's the thing. Because they be looking like shit, I should get out of here. But yeah, cool.
I want them to invite me to West Virginia, and I don't feel like I'm gonna be murdered.
Yo, West
like,
Virginia's a good time, Lookie.
That's why I went for my Mother's Day retreat.
Oh yeah, yeah, the yeah.
Yo, can I give you a quick 30-second story?
Yes.
I was on my honeymoon. And me and my wife were out drinking, and we were in Mexico. And it was these four white dudes, and they just looked like, yeah, you know what I mean? You know, they looked like they have some violent alternative activities. Just leave it at that.
What the fuck?
And I'll leave it at that. So, like, my wife, being who she is, she was drunk, so she was having a good time. Mm-hmm. And, like, I saw the dude had a firefighter patch called the Maltese Cross, like, on his arm. So, like,
gang, gang.
So like, our wife was drunk. She wasn't even paying attention. Exactly. I'm looking. She and like she bumped into us. Oh, it's like, oh, you're a firefighter. My husband's a firefighter. Oh, yeah. Wow. I'm like,
oh.
So like, and like I saw him. He looked at me. I looked at him. I'm like, fuck it. I guess this is what's about to happen. So like, so I walked over there and told him like, yo, what's up? They were like, yeah, what's up? So they like the one dude. I mean, like one of that Stone Cold Steve Boss there.
Did
he was like,
you see, I started out. Like, go ahead, my bad.
No, you good? Like, you had that Stone Cold Steve Boss stairs. Like, so you a firefighter? I'm like, yeah. He's like, fuck yeah, boy!
Yes, that's the energy we need.
Like
and you in Mexico.
Yo, come to find out, they was there with their whole squad. Like I was chilling with the captain.
The whole drink. Oh shit!
Yeah, like,
oh man, high five, get away.
Yeah, we was in that bitch like just chilling, drinking, had a good little time. Like we chill for a good 2 hours just chilling. Yeah, man. So like, all that to say, you can't always judge.
You can't
stuff.
Judge.
You can't. And that's why I was like, I know y'all. I know some good ones out there. Find me. I don't want to have to find you. Find me, please.
So to add more context to that documentary, the Netflix joint about MoviePass. I mean, not Netflix, not that one. I ain't watched that one. The Max one, MoviePass, Movie Crash. Mm-hmm. I get why after watching it, the documentarians like they framed it the way they did around like, around black like the you know whole black founders thing mm-hmm. and everything like that. But when you look at it. That storyline was needed because of the like how wild things was mm-hmm. with MoviePass, but a lot of what was done to them was also done to Steve Jobs. Was also they tried it with Travis Kalanick in Uber and stuff like that. So it's not necessarily a race thing. Mm-hmm. Cheers.
But no pump faking on this one.
Oh, who pump faking? We pushing up.
I'm saying nobody pump faking on this one.
But what it is that because 97% to 99% of venture capital funds go to, not even just like white people, but white men. When you get one like that, so in venture capital, I'll pause parenthetically real quick. In venture capital, a Uber or one of those ones that become like this big, this huge company, like a Facebook or what have you, they're called unicorns. So if you have a black, you have a company that's black founded, black led, that is able to somehow get venture capital and then become a unicorn on top of it, that's like a unicorn of a unicorn.
Yes.
And so
very rare.
So I get why they did it that way, but they, like, if you look at it objectively, what happened to them isn't much. And one of the founders even said it. Like, he like looked up to Steve Jobs and he talked about how like the he loved the idea of coming back to, like, how Steve Jobs came back to Apple and made it what it is and everything like that. Okay. But you are, regardless of all of that, you still gonna be like, nah, fuck that. I'm mad at white people. But it's a good one. All right, what else y'all got?
I've been bumping Drum's new album for like the last 2 weeks.
Wait a second. And this is this Drum or is this Shelly? It's different.
It's
different.
Shelly. This is Drum. All right, then Drum. He got it underneath Drum. So he got about 10 songs on there, 38 minutes. And out of the 10 songs, I probably skipped 3, but not because I didn't like them. It's just, you don't need to hear. I don't want to hear them over and over again. So out of the 10, that's only like a good 3 skips, and I'm feeling it. Like, he got one that's called Screenshot. Y'all gotta listen to that one.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm gonna check that out. I added that to the list.
Sure.
Right. Slash Nasty and Naughty.
That sounds even better.
Yeah.
Said don't turn it down horny on this.
Don't turn it horny down. Horny all the way up on this.
Horny's all the way up on this one.
Yeah, buddy.
After we spent 45 minutes turning the horny down, he's like, nah, next 30 seconds.
Horny 4 blast.
turn it up.
Some exceptions to the rule.
All right, Flash, what you got?
All right, so my favorite one for y'all right now will probably be the dude Don Tripp. He's a rapper he's been around for a minute, but for whatever reason, he didn't get the shine, but he got bars, like legit bars. And In the World Full of Migos and whoever else, no mumble rap, just straight bars for you guys. From down south, from Memphis, you know, Memphis got that wave.
They
right
got
now.
That flow.
Yeah, so you get a chance, check him out.
I feel like all millennials should connect with anybody who from Memphis.
Memphis?
3-6.
Okay. I ain't mad at
First of all,
I'm not mad at
it. What's Glorilla's album?
Yes. Yeah.
Good. I enjoyed it. I was working out to that. Good album.
Duh! Nobody say.
I haven't downloaded any of her albums, but the songs that I have heard, like, I like her flow.
The album's a good listen. It's not like you don't need to sit down like on some rapidy rap, but it's obvious, yeah, right? Yeah, but like, it's a good album. Nah, you hear the 3-6 influence on it, the Memphis influence on it. It's so dope.
When I say she makes me struggle as a guy, because like, yo, you be hearing some songs, you be like, yo,
You ever been in the gym, right? So you in the gym, right? You bopping, and it's like a song, like a Glow really song, or something. And you catch yourself like, yeah, Glow, like, oh shit, you gotta gather yourself,
right? Do some push-ups real quick. Do some push-ups right now.
You don't even get the rest of your rest. Next set, motherfucker.
That's what sets her apart from the other ones.
Like, nah, yeah, because Glow is cool. She chill, and she kind of glowing up not for nothing. So like,
She got them titties
done. Like, yo, y'all see the when she discovered Dame Lillard?
Oh yeah,
She tweeted a picture of Dame Lillard. Was like, who man's is this? And somebody, she was like, I'm about to take him. And somebody replies like, yeah, I think he's happily married. And she was like, oh, all right, I'm glad y'all told me, because
hey, she's about to go out. I'm like, yo, like, I like, and again, like, Glorilla's interesting because like, I'd be handsome about her, and it wasn't anybody else to be mad at him, but like, I'd be, as Glow, she gets a pass. I'm like, yo, it's Glow, because like, yo, she's like her, Megan and Cartier, like, but more so Glow to any of them. Like, I can listen to them, like, their boss actually makes, like, she be spitting, like, male or female, she got bars, and I'd be like, yo, like, all right, I gotta rock with
you. This is June 2024. Mark my words on this episode. Glow has star power. She has like Cardi, Meg level star power. She's gonna be a star in the next 5 years. But
I hope so. I'm rooting for her.
We didn't step all on your recommendations. I was just gonna say, go ahead and repeat like the ones you said.
Yeah. So again, just Don Tripp. Like I said, he from Memphis, same spot. Yeah, I mean, he got balls. He got mixtapes like every other week, and all of them joints are good. You can't miss with his album. I'm gonna say Jay Howell is also dope.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, I heard it. Yeah.
Yeah, young dude coming out. He has a lot of good. Like he can sing, sing. Like, yeah, man. Yeah. Like he got that voice. So like he be killing. And my last one, people already know about him. I feel like he don't get enough shine. Big Sean, like yo, listen to Big Sean. Bro.
Thank you, thank you. I've been debating Big Sean being a part of this goddamn big thing for 10 goddamn years. Sean is nice.
Yeah, I need him and Janae to come out with another album. That
2088 was dope. But the thing that people have a problem with that they don't want to say with Sean is healed.
Yeah,
that's the problem. Drake and Kendrick aren't healed yet.
And I'm again, like y'all know me, I love the aggressive rap, but like. Sean is like, he's the epitome of a Dragon Ball Z rapper. Like, when he rapping normal, it be I hear that. When he decide he gonna go in that joint, turn the lights off, go Super Saiyan.
You gonna go Super Saiyan?
Lord mercy, that man. He, like, if he spit at his prime, he will be easily a top five conversation. Easily. But, like, he just decides when he wants to get nasty versus not.
He's healed.
Exactly. That's all it like, is. Some days he coming in, like, all right, like, that one when he was like, all right, I've been working for a long time on this album, da da da. Like, nah. When he put out that song Paradise, he decided he would throw the hoodie on and just get nasty. Bars.
Yo, that song.
Bars all day.
He looked like he could sit cross-legged and make himself nut. His thoughts alone. He got to touch himself. He got to be touching us.
Yeah. I'm still in there. So you can sit cross-legged and make yourself nut.
Yo. And on that note,
right, alright, I mean, alright, let's go ahead and tap out and clock out on this one. Big Sean, I'm sorry, I'm a fan. That was DJ Melody.
I think he would think that's a compliment.
Her IG is
yo, Big Sean is no longer here. You gonna hear that shit?
Right. Like, right.
Who is this chick?
You saw how he was going in on Precision.
Yo, I saw how he asked, he's on Drink Champs, and he asked Noriega straight up, are you okay? You drink a lot. You okay? I'm like,
hey, you saw Nori's face, and Nori, it caught him off guard. I saw that shit too. That shit caught him off guard.
I was like,
no, I'm not okay.
Right.
Nah, he had to fight past that shit. Mm-hmm. Like, and he asked the question out loud that, like, I think a lot of us, because Nori, the whole premise of Drink Champs is they be getting fucked up.
Yeah.
Because that gets all of the good content out.
Right.
And like, I'm like, yo. Him, like, less so EFN, but Nori be drinking. Or so we see.
I hope.
I'm sure he does like his detox stuff on the side.
My hope has always been that he does his 50 Cent thing.
What you mean?
So 50 talked about, in his book, he talked about how, like, because you know he got those two liquor brands.
Yeah.
When he would be promoting, when he would be at the club promoting, what he does is he has, like, one of his people fill one of the bottles up with water.
Yeah.
So then, like, when they in the club, like, and he want to drink from it, he drinks from that because he doesn't drink.
Yeah.
So my hope has always been that Nori, like, plot twist, Nori this whole time.
What's that one drink where they had, like, it's something
the Hibiki
in it?
Or the
something with a crazy name.
I'll say this. Nori, I know he be drinking because his words start to slur.
You got the liquor in your system and in veneers. You fucked up.
Nori drinking. Nori out there enjoying drinking.
Shout out to Nori and Drink Champs. Nori also
love that podcast too, by the way, man. Like, respect to Nori and his podcast. I watch it every week. Whenever y'all put it out.
Nori also had one of my favorite albums from my childhood. Nori joint.
Yeah.
With one of the greatest posse cuts of all time with Pun and Cam and all of them.
Yeah. That killed the joint.
Yeah.
And like, my favorite, like, I still listen to one of the songs, but for my fights, like, it's something like, what y'all want to do? Nothing.
The Pharrell joint. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Beer Planners, we appreciate y'all going on this journey with us.
Yeah.
I personally, I don't know about y'all, you know, Skeleton Crew, we got it done. Clap it up.
All right, we did.
I personally am impressed that we somehow stretched this out to 63 minutes. Clap it up. But hey, listen, we appreciate every single one of y'all. Every single listen, every single watch on YouTube. I don't know what y'all watch. It's just our logo. But we appreciate it nonetheless.
Happy Pride Month.
Yeah, happy Pride Month to those that celebrate.
Happy Pride Month, happy Gemini season, Cancer season, happy Father's Day. And Juneteenth.
Juneteenth, Father's Day, Men's Health Month.
All the celebrations.
On another episode, can we talk about starting a petition to move Father's Day to August? There's no
July?
No, there's a holiday in July. There's no holidays in August. Like, just ISO on dads.
I'm not mad at that.
I want to start a petition to move Father's Day to August.
And can y'all please stop getting your dad socks and ties? Because I promise y'all, we don't do that.
Right, that nigga don't want no socks.
For our kids' birthdays, we don't get y'all, like, shirts. You get y'all what y'all want.
They want to be left alone, or they want to
leave. Either leave him the fuck alone, give him a threesome.
Hey, look, his spirit moves you that way.
Here's what your man wants for Father's Day. He either wants to be left the fuck alone, like Melody said, a threesome, an S24 Ultra, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? A new grill. Like, not the cheap shit. Like, if you, like, in, like, March, start asking him the little questions so you can figure out what grill it is that he wants. Yeah. Because here's the thing that men do. When you ask him what he wants for his birthday, what does he say? Nothing. You know why? It's nothing about you. You can't afford the shit I actually want, and that's not a shot at you.
And to be
fair, so prod on him, trick him, and pretend to take an interest in the girl that he really wants, so you can get him the real shit, not some shit that somebody at Home Depot going to sell you for the commission. You know what I'm saying? Like those sorts of things.
I got a whole HVAC system put in for some Home Depot shit.
He might like that too. Get him a bottle of Macallan 18, not the 12.
Your alcohol choice says how much you love me.
Exactly.
If you know, like, everybody in this podcast and all my friends know I love Crown Royal. You show up to my spot with a bottle of Tito's? You don't love me.
They don't fuck with you. They don't fuck with you.
You don't know
exactly.
Me.
Exactly.
No,
exactly.
You don't know me.
Exactly.
I'll never show up.
And again, if you want to be like something fancy, cool, but it needs to be dark because everybody knows I drink.
That's
dark.
What you did.
Yeah, I mean, now, granted, exactly. I can drink light, but everybody, like, for my preference, I like dog alcohol. You know what I'm saying? So, like, and my wife knows that, but, like, yo, if you know me and you show up with some light alcohol,
he made Crown and a cigar.
Yep,
and that man is
and a good cigar, right. not the five pack from Walgreens.
Right,
exactly. go to a cigar spot, hit the humidor, and say
humidor. I don't even
describe
that means.
Describe,
are you listening?
Describe, Google it. You're describe, right. If you love him, you'll Google
ladies.
It.
Right,
exactly. Describe your man to the expert at the cigar spot, mm-hmm. and the things he likes, and they'll get you right.
Yeah. And make sure on Father's Day when you down there and giving him the service. Let it just sit in your throat so you can't breathe and let it pulsate. And then right before you about to die, come up and act like you just about to gag all over it.
See, that statement right there, not all heroes wear capes.
Slow clap for melodies. All right, y'all. We out. Don't wear condoms on Father's Day.